Yes.
People
If
call
I am.
the amateur expert. One, who is that? And how,
Okay.
like, where did that name even come from?
So I started the Amateur Expert as a blog in 2011. I was excuse me. I was looking to share some recipes, some fun facts, do some book reviews. Let's just keep it smooth sailing. And so one night I was Googling oxymorons because that's just who I am. And I found amateur expert and I was like, that is me because what? I know a little bit about a lot. And so I started out as a blog and then I got discouraged by my writing abilities. I tabled it for a little while and then brought it back as a blog slash podcast where I interview people and allow them to share their stories because I think that in doing so, it's incredibly inspiring to myself and to others.
So one thing that I absolutely love that you do on your podcast, if you guys haven't followed her podcast, download it. It's available on all platforms and she goes live every what? Tuesday. Talk Tuesday
Tuesday and Friday.
and Friday. So one thing I love about your podcast is the last question you usually ask your guests, which is like, okay, share like a tidbit or a Snapple fact. So what would you say is like the most interesting fact that you've learned from doing this podcast?
So I'm going to take one that's not from the podcast, but on the side, I do some consulting work. And there was a fun fact that was dropped by the one and only The Row
Period.
Financials. And I thought it was incredibly interesting that your taste buds renew every 2 weeks. Crazy. But remember, we were just having the conversation about would you rather burn your tongue? Because I burnt my tongue on the tea. And or stubbing your toe. So when I saw that, I was like, how appropriate that it just re they regenerate.
Wait, so I could literally have like a new, different taste bud
Set.
every. Oh, a
A
set.
new set, a new set of taste buds. Almost like how your hair grows and falls out is same thing with the tongue.
First of all, I'm a little shocked because how do you know this? And you got the fact from my mom.
I did.
So that's another story. Okay, so the Amateur Expert Podcast, you are also, like you introduced earlier, the CEO. Oh, the CEO says, say CEO.
Ooh.
Say CEO.
CEO. It's so new.
You are the CEO of Affirmed Armor. What is it? Mom says she still wants her shirt. She's upset.
Shirts are coming, sweatshirts are coming, leggings are coming, all of the things are hats, tees. Are we good? We froze a little. We're back.
Yeah, we're good. It said my time limit was up for the day.
Ha. Okay. So we started off. We're starting off with caps. We're starting off with t-shirts as well as crew neck sweatshirts with a pocket in the front. And the brand is thank you, a labor of love for me. It came to me when I was going through a divorce. There would be times I was going through a divorce privately. Very privately. There were only very select people who knew. And I was ultimately suffering in silence, right? And that sounds a little dramatic, but it's my truth. And so there would be times that I would be at my desk crying or a little overwhelmed with emotion. And I typically wear a camisole under everything that I wear. And so I would take the camisole because I'm a child and I would wipe my tear. Or if I had a long sleeve shirt on, I would take the corner of the shirt and wipe my tear, right? The dramatics.
No.
But God told me one day that I should have a affirmation or something on there that would uplift me during that time. And so that's where the idea came from. It took about a year and a half for me to go from ideation to launching. And it's been an interesting process, but I'm excited that the store is open and available. And it's my hope to inspire and encourage people the way that it would have inspired and encouraged me during that time.
Raj said, I heard Tia was a model for a friend. I'm gonna listen. If anyone has a shirt, if any of my friends, let's make it clear. If any of my friends have a brand that I love and support, I will wear it every day. I'll tell everyone about it. I am that type of friend. So yes, right now I am modeling one of the crew necks. Hello. Ashley also has on something that's gonna be dropping soon. Raj, thank you. Let me see if I can pin this comment. Pin the website. I just have to figure out how to work Instagram. I'm like a grind.
You just have to tap it. There you go. Raj is the CMO of Affirmed Armor. So it takes a village, and I am thankful to have friends like you who allow me to be on their platform, but also who rock it and tell anyone who asks about it. But also to be able to have people who lend me their expertise. I'm super thankful. Super thankful to have them in my tribe.
So one thing that you said was that you talked about how you went from the ideation process to actually launching, and that whole process was a year. So some people, a year is not that long, and to others, it's like way too long. So can you just talk about like a little bit of the process that you had to undergo to get from ideation to launching, whether that's like the mental setbacks you had to get over, imposter syndrome you had to overcome, the people you had to encounter, like what was that process like?
Sure. So last October, I was a part of the inaugural iHaven entrepreneurship cohort. And it was a resource that New Haven offered that helped college students get their startup ideas and to turn them into a business. And so they required us to do pitch decks and to they gave us resources in regards to different mentors and things of that nature. I had no idea what a pitch deck was. And so they gave me a great source of knowledge in regards to the first sort of steps of starting a business. Because at that point, it was just something that I thought I could use to uplift myself. So some of the things that I encountered along the way were learning that I need a business plan, writing the business plan. Some of the things that I needed to understand was selling myself. So like I said, I'm a creative, and I just wanted to like create something that would help people, but to actually turn it into a business that is profitable has been, I think, one of the biggest lessons I'm in the process of learning, that your purpose and your passion can turn into a profit. And so I am thankful that God, you know, has directed my path in this way. So pitch deck, business plan, Google. I have Googled so many things in regards to what I need to start a bank account, getting an EIN. It seems like it felt like there was something at every corner, like, oh, I finally hit a milestone. And then it was like, just kidding. Now you need to do this. And so it was discouraging at some points, especially since I was told that in order for the brand to, one, to set it apart, but also to resonate with the people who I'm looking to impact, is that I needed to share my story. And so for a while, I was uncomfortable with sharing the fact that I was divorced or that I had gone through divorce. And I also wasn't sure how to say it in a way that wasn't demeaning to anybody else. And that was just sharing my story. And I was able to work through that, obviously, because I shared it with you guys. But yeah, those are some of the things that I've been processing over this past year. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you do. And first of all, you said a lot of things. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is the most recent thing you said was you had to figure out, basically, not even figure out, but you had to gain the courage to share your story. So I guess what from you, what I want to know from you is, why do you think it's important to tell your story?
So for me, I think it's important because I've learned so much from hearing other people's stories, right? Being able to know that you're not alone in something, to be able to glean from the wisdom or to even learn from someone's missteps. I think it's, I've been very fortunate enough to be able to do that from other people's stories. And I felt like if God was telling me it was time for me to do that. And so therapy was the first step for me because I had to be okay with the fact that those things were happening in my life. And then I had to, I don't know, just find a way to do it that felt authentic to me.
Authenticity. Okay. So one thing I really want to just like focus on for like the remainder of this like chat is imposter syndrome. Oof. And who is a real thing? And when I tell you, I think imposter syndrome has been something that has held so many people back, including myself. And I know you and I, from our conversation, you said it's held you back in various ways. So how'd you go from imposter syndrome to launching all these different brands and businesses? Because a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people will sit in their fear and their self-doubt and won't take the time to just do. So what would you say, what were some practical steps you took to really just do and just achieve all that God has for you?
Well, first, I would like to say I'm still achieving the things that God has that God has for me. Second, I would like to say that it is a ongoing daily practice because it's heavy. I think American society, especially in this day and age, we are very quick to compare ourselves to other people's journeys and walks. And so for me, and also too, let me just comma, and also I think we're told to be like humble and meek, women especially. And so for me, I think a lot of times the question I ask myself is, who are you? Like, who has given you the authority to speak on this? Or, yeah, you know, how, what are your credentials? Or like stuff that no one is asking,
right?
Like no one is asking these things, right? And so some of the things that I do is I have to tell myself often that you can pivot, you can readjust. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what's the worst that can happen, right? Like I have to sort of go to the worst part so that I realize that, girl, just go. Because a lot of times I research things, and I research things so much that it paralyzes me. And so I am daily telling myself, just go. Even up till Friday morning, all Thursday night, I was working on the website. How am I going to do it? I didn't love it. And I was just like, we set a date. We said this is what we were doing. God told you that this is what you're supposed to be doing. Like, who are you to not?
Right.
Complete the task.
Raj said, fail, then be afraid. Fear keeps our success in change. And I know, like you said, people are always like, what makes me qualify? First of all, if God told you to do anything, that means he's already qualified you. So you don't need to look for a credential. You don't need to look for a different experience. It does not say I need to get experience or anything or like do the work to really achieve the goal. But if God qualified you, sis, that's just.
Oh, I literally have to tell myself every day, not today. You have to just go. You have to just do it.
So one thing that I love about our relationship, and I think it's so important to get and surround yourself with like good people who will push you to your purpose and not be envious of it and not be malice towards you, but people who genuinely are supportive of you fulfilling your goals. So one thing I want to ask is like, how would you say you've grown with God throughout this journey? And what have you learned about your friendships and your surroundings throughout this journey?
Oof.
Oof.
Girl. Okay. So I gotta lean in on this one. Oof. Okay. So to answer your first question, God is amazing, right? And I think that a part of this process for me was being incredibly obedient, even when things didn't make sense, right? So I left my hometown of Connecticut and moved to LA, and it didn't make sense to anybody because it was during Corona, and it just didn't really make sense. And so being obedient is scary, if I can be honest with you guys, because, you want me to do what? But how? Right? Like, I don't even know how to, like, I can't even put words to it. I can only give you, listen, well.
We have water.
In solidarity. But I would also say that in regards to your tribe, your circle, your friends, last year I had a totally different circle, right? And in my heart of hearts, I would have never imagined that I would have launched a business and they weren't there to support me or to be a part of the process. But what I've learned is that God gives you who you need when you need them, and he removes who ain't supposed to be there. And that's a part of the obedience as well, because there are some friendships, relationships, entanglement, just kidding. There are some things that people try to hold on to that you're not supposed to hold on to, and God will force the issue when necessary.
You off.
But the truth is that during this time, I have been so blessed and fortunate to gain my 29 wean sisters. I've been so blessed and fortunate to find people like yourself, like Twin, who understand me and where I am in my life. And like you said, there is no judgment. There is love. There is support. There's creativity, right? Like, and this is the first time in my life that I've experienced something like this. And it's mind-blowing because again, would have never thought that we would, the comments. Thanks, Raj.
To affirmedarmor.com.
But in all seriousness, right, there's some people that you think are going to be there for the full ride, but you got to drop them off at the truck stop. Don't leave them at the side of the road, but the truck stop, for sure.
They said, bye, Ashy. First of all, 2020, all the Ashy friends, all the hateful friends, all the jealous friends. But one thing I do want to highlight, Ashley, is just the craziness that came with, like, how we met.
Girl.
It's literally insane. It is, like, insane. And like you said, when God is like, no, you need, there are people you need to be in line with, he's going to make it happen. So can you just, like, briefly... touch on how it is that we met. It doesn't have to be brief. We got time. So we don't have to.
I'll give the abridged version.
Yeah.
So last July, it really feels like it's been forever, but literally July of 2019, I attended the Woman Evolve conference by myself. And that's the other thing. When God tells you to move, you got to move. I always waited for people. Honey, if he tells you to do it, do it. So God told me to go to the Woman Evolve conference. I went. I stayed at a hotel that was not the host hotel, but it was about 15 minutes away. No big deal, right? We're balling on a budget a little bit, but anyhow. So I saw Tierra in the lobby. She had a lanyard, so I knew that she was going to the conference. And I said, "Hey girl, are you going to the conference?" And she said yes. And then in the elevator, we continued to talk more. And
wait, the reason I'm laughing is because Ashley always says I came at her with an attitude. If you know me, I am not the type of person to carry an attitude. So I'm just happy she told the truth this time. Go ahead.
This is your show, and I feel like I can't speak. I don't want to tarnish your name on your show. But if we come on, if we flip the script, once you come on my platform, the truth will be told. But and I remember I said the abridged version. They don't need to know the truth. Anyhow, so we met in the elevator again, and we spoke about where we were from, and we're both from Connecticut, and I, like I said, was by myself, and I was like, "Hey girl, you want to share a taxi?" Because again, falling on a budget. And so she was like, "Absolutely." Came down, we met, her and her mom were there together.
Yes, Tam.
Yes, Tim, we are on opposite side of the apartment. So her mom came down. She was just like, "Oh, you're with us for the weekend." And literally, Tierra became my sister. We fellowshipped, we ate, we did all the things together. I shared with them that I was going through a divorce. And Tierra was like, "Oh, girl, we got to celebrate." And I was like, "Okay." So she was like, "Where do you want to go?" We picked a few travel places. And then, you know how you meet somebody and they say they want to go somewhere, do something, but they don't follow up? Tierra is a follow-upper, okay? So that following Monday, she sent me a whole list of places like, "Okay, we can go at this time to this place." And I was like, yes, I like her for real, for real. And so this is sort of how this started. And then I moved to LA, and she was just like, "Come through. Like, you can just live with me." And I was like, "Let's see if we can survive Barcelona." And we did, and here we are.
We had a great time in Barcelona, I must say. And what's crazy is, like, neither of us were worried about going on a trip out of the country with a stranger. Because if you think
perfect stranger.
Ashley and I are, like, we're strangers. We only met 2 months prior.
We're technically still strangers.
We barely know each other. Like, what is, someone said, "Y'all on our Carter's vibe, opposite ends, blue somewhere in." No, but Tim said, like, it literally was meant to be. Like, it had to happen. I think you've been the same for me. And so, one, I just thank you for your friendship, for your sisterhood, support, your laughter, for you allowing me to, you know, style you from here and there and do your hair. There are people who I think don't deserve to have good hair.
Not good hair.
My sister's on the call, and she, I'm sure, has a few comments, because Ashley just doesn't deserve to have nice hair. Let's just say that. But Ashley,
I'm thankful that God has placed you in my life to take care of it, because I am what? Sick and tired of it.
Honestly, I think let's just cut it off. Let's go get our MBA.
You don't mean that, though.
Let's go get our MBAs at. Let's make it happen. Why you say no? Oh, are you frozen? Uh-oh, Tash said. I know. Okay. Ash, last and final question. What would you say has been your biggest lesson of 2020?
Ciao. I would say my biggest lesson is that
wait, Tasha,
I think my big
T class is on. If you are in Virginia, go get your hair did by my good sis Tasha Classic. She just dropped her ads. T class is on. Okay, back to you.
Also, I'm like, I need to book a flight so that I can get my hair done because Tierra is rough. Anyhow, so I think one of the biggest lessons I learned is that anything, or once I put my mind to something, once I am intentional about my actions, the good Lord blesses me. And I think that for a long time I was, I think for a long time I was unsure of what I was supposed to do. And I think that's why, maybe I felt like my life was stagnant, but I feel like this year, my purpose has been revealed to me more clearly. And I feel like I'm able to walk more intentionally in it. And I feel that because of that, God is just blessing me.
Wait, so, you know, now I have to have the follow-ups because
I was like, dang, why did I say that?
I'm big on people doing what it is that God has called them to. So what would you say was that process like discovering your purpose?
So I would say that the easiest way for me to say it is that it was revealed to me as what I enjoy doing in its simplest form. It's not hard to do. It's something that I enjoy doing. Maybe it's challenging sometimes, but I am fulfilled in doing the work.
Yeah. So what would you say brings you fulfillment?
Are you asking me what my purpose is, Tierra?
You know, I asked you what brings you fulfillment. If you want to type purpose is, by all means, this is what your time.
So I am most fulfilled when I am helping others, when I am creating, and like the most fulfilled when I'm creating something that is going to help others.
I love that thing. Same for me. And that's why you got to get people who are like purpose partners. Like, it's a thing. I think my purpose is to help, exactly, helping others thrive in honestly whatever capacity. So if it's that's like in business, if that's just in life, if I see you thrive and like you're doing what you're supposed to do, I'm like genuinely super, 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 super happy. Ashy Cashby.
Yes. How did we get here?
I call it, I don't know how, oh, from your Cash App. If you guys want to Cash App Ashley and so into
friends,
her.
No.
It is Ashley.
How did we get here?
Listen, I am here doing what the Lord told me to do. That is it. Ashley, Nichelle Eason, I love you. I'm grateful for you. I think we need to do a cheers. So, yes, purpose partners. People are like, purpose partners do not have to be men. Yeah, put the wine back because now I got purpose partners are not men. People always often assume like, I can only like get to my next level if I'm like with the guy or if I'm connected, if I'm married. No. God will call elders, God will call friends, God will call variety from people who will be your purpose partners and soulmates. So
let me ask you this.
You know,
I do this sometimes too. Mm-hmm. So my question for you is, do you think that you can have multiple purpose partners? And yes. Also, do you think you can have more than at once?
Yes.
Do you think they come in different seasons? And how do you know someone is your purpose partner?
Good question. I think, the first question was, do you think that you can have multiple purpose partners? Absolutely. And then what was your second question? I got distracted.
I don't remember the second one, but the last question was, how do you know when someone is your purpose partner?
I think time will tell. I'm also, one of my daily prayers is, Lord, show me who is for me and remove those who are not. How can you tell like they're your purpose partner? One, that prayer, I pray that daily. But then two, you'll see the fruit of it. Are these people that you're surrounding yourself with pushing you closer to purpose? Or are they like leading you further away. Because if they're leading you further away, then they're not your purpose partner. They're purpose distractors. Okay. Ooh. Who are distracting you from your purpose, and you gotta get rid of them ASAP.
So Michaela asked, what is a purpose partner?
So purpose partner is someone who's meant to help you reach and achieve your purpose. That's it. Like, it's as simple as that. No in-depth definition. That is it. Someone ordained by God who is meant to help you reach your purpose. That's it.
And so then the other question that I'd asked that I forgot that I asked, but
Whose show is this?
Our show. The other question was, I was like, why did she lean in? The other question was the seasons, right? So, like, do you feel like people, like, do you have different purpose partners per season?
I think you said it when you was like, you know, God gives you people when you need them. There are some people who are going to, like, who are going to help you reach level A. Then there are people who are meant to take you from level A to C. Then there are people who are meant to take you from level C to level D. Also, too, Raj said cut the mic. Right, I need to cut the mic. But, I think they definitely come at different seasons. And if you think about it, like, all your friendships in the past, I'm sure they've helped you with something. Whether that's you realizing that you don't need a friend like that, or you realizing that, like, these are the type of people I want to surround myself with. Or, like, because of that friendship, whatever that relationship was, I was able to achieve this. So, yes, they can come in different seasons, and that is that. Shout out to Ween. Ween 2020. I was like, what? What year is this? It is 2020. 2020. Yeah, so speaking of purpose partners, this is like a random question that I have been thinking about.
We should have clanked. I'm nervous. Let me just take a sip just in case.
Right, so one thing that I've been seeing a lot of people, Michaela said, always learn the lesson. Doesn't matter what ends up happening with the purpose partner. Exactly. Always learn the lesson. Ashley, so a lot of people I hear talk about soulmates and, like, God creating, like, one specific man for you. Do you think only one man who is meant to be your husband, or do you think that God presents us with, like, options and then I guess we select from that option?
Well, sis, as you know, mm-hmm. I was married once. So therefore, I did have a husband, right? Mm-hmm. And if I could be 100% honest and transparent, mm-hmm. I do believe that he was supposed to be my husband. Mm-hmm. Now, we are no longer together. And my forever husband is on his way, right? And so,
Lord,
let's just take a minute. Let's just take a minute.
Or it is time is ticking.
I'm just saying. But I will say that I do think that God gives us who we're supposed to be with. And they may be for a season. They may be for a lifetime. In my experience, I don't know if I can say that. Well.
Say it, sis. Say it. Just go ahead and say it, sis.
I believe that he was supposed to be my husband. I don't necessarily believe that he was my soulmate.
You don't believe? I think you need to expound on that, because you gotta. Ross said, "Cut the mic."
So honestly, because there are so many things that I've learned from that relationship. There are so many things I learned from the ending of the relationships. And so I think that he was supposed to be my husband. We were supposed to be married. I was supposed to go through that process. But when I think about it realistically and honestly, right, and transparently, I don't know that our souls were 100% aligned. So
that is that too.
Raj, no, because but it's a part of the brand for us, and my CMO is like, watch what you say. So but the truth is that if I didn't go through that, I affirmed armor would never be a thing, right? Exactly. And so that is my truth.
And I think one thing too is you mentioned it, you were like, you know, looking back, I don't necessarily think our souls were aligned. And I think one thing I will say too is we have to watch what relationships we get in when we're maybe like, let's say like not in the same, not the same, you're in the same, I'm just like saying this in general, like when we're maybe like not in the best mindset or mind frame, like let's say like we're really going through a lot and we just get in a relationship, or we still have so much healing to do and we get in a relationship, and then like me and this person are now connected from by healing, like or by trauma or by
Gonna say trauma bonds are a real thing.
You know, I don't have time to be getting this deep.
I don't know how we got here. I don't know how we got here. But trauma bonds are a real thing. And I think it's important that when you are going in relationship.
I said, what's wrong?
That's it. But also, I think it's true to less because we talked about trauma bonds, that you can also have trauma bonded relationships with females or platonic friendships. And so just always remember and pray to God for alignment in all the things that you're doing. Excuse me.
And one thing I love about God too, and I promise after this, we're going to stop. I love about God is that no matter what we go through, he always works things out for our dissociation. You got divorced, but you launched a firm armor. You started a podcast. You moved to California. You met me. Hello.
You met me. Hello.
You joined Ween. Like, you started interviewing all these great people. You literally built your network to, like,
who else? Lobster Maxis.
Listen, you are, like, God always just comes through. He's like, I know you went through that, but God, I'm gonna make sure you're good. Like, you're gonna be good. And that is what resilience, bounce back, being covered by God. So with that being said, Ashley Cashmi, I would like for you to do the honors of our toast. Right, and Sherelle said you wouldn't have that. Like, period, exactly.
God is always working.
You wouldn't have that as CMO. You know you need her. I need her. First of all, Pichu or Raj, I would drop your thing in, but Raj can just drop herself in there. Hey, Jua, hey, Boo, Ash.
Hello, we are. So as we are closing out this season of Unwind Wednesday, I would like to toast to new doors opening. I'd like to toast to awesome opportunities. I'd like to toast to friendship. I'd like to toast to sistership. I'd like to toast to affirmed armor. I'd like to toast to life coaches named Tierra Jackson.
Not my time. Not today.
As well as toasting to, as Sherelle says, we are all enough. So clink, clink, clink.
If you want to catch the live unedited version of this podcast, you can do so by going to my Instagram page at @iam.missjackson, and that's MS for the miss. Also, feel free to screenshot this episode and share some of the things you learned on your social medias using the hashtag Unwind Wednesday. And lastly, if you want to be featured on the podcast, feel free to shoot us an email at unwindwednesdayseries@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. In the meantime, I hope you have an amazing and productive week, and see you next Wednesday.